They were already starved of enough food and medical supplies by an Azerbaijani blockade. But after local forces were overrun within 24 hours by Azerbaijan's more powerful military, backed by Turkey, these panic-stricken people decided to leave forever. Nearly all 120,000, mainly Christian Armenians, have now left their homes in Nagorno-Karabakh. They do not want to become citizens of Azerbaijan, a primarily Muslim nation. Fleeing isn't easy. After last week's battle killed hundreds, this week's explosion at a crowded gas station outside the region's capital left scores of people dead and injured. Further complicating their rush to safety is a grueling and slow journey over the single mountain road into impoverished Armenia, which struggles to accommodate them. In the enclave, Armenian freelance journalist Siranyus Sargsyan is visibly shocked by the thousands of desperate people still stuck in a traffic jam on the highway leading to Armenia.
This exodus is unbearable, not only because of psychologically, because we already 60 hours spent in this road. We have cases when people fainted or losing consciousness. They have several diseases and there is no doctors, and in some cases parents or relatives have to go back to reach a Russian peacekeeper's basement and to take doctors and bring here, like, somehow they can help their relatives.
The United Nations says more than 100,000 refugees have arrived in Armenia since Azerbaijan launched a military operation to retake control of Nagorno-Karabakh. Many have arrived in the Armenian capital, Yerevan, where aid worker Anes Sardjadian, a famous actress in Armenia, organized an aid operation. Sardjadian is close to tears when asked how she and her co-workers deal with the refugees arriving in Yerevan.
People and babies come here and say we are hungry, we don't shelters, help us, but we don't can help them all, because now we say okay, wait 2 days, because we have a list, we have a, you know, we have 100 volunteers, but 100,000 and 20,000 people who coming, we can't help them all in 1 day all, yes, but they want and they saw and they look at your eyes and say, can you help my baby? But you can't say, yes, your baby is good baby, but that baby not good. I help you, but that baby I don't help.
Swarms of protesters are filling the streets of Yerevan. They demand the ouster of the prime minister, who they claim didn't do enough to protect Nagorno-Karabakh, also known to Armenians as the Republic of Artsakh.
In similar cases, there are sanctions, there are real politics, there is a real pressure. In case of Armenia, in case of Artsakh, we don't see that from anybody.
Impoverished Armenia now faces the most significant social and political challenges in its decades of independence, following the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.